Welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osia. We'll get to these guys coming up after the final OTA practice of 2016. But first, the Jags were back on the field on Friday after a couple of days off, a Wednesday off, and then an unexpected day off yesterday to visit area hospitals. Four different buses split up yesterday, but back on the practice field today. And a face that hasn't been on the practice field in a while joined them. Sanderic Marks, the Jaguars' defensive tackle, working in an individual capacity today, coming off the triceps injury. And as you would expect from number 99, he's always confident in his ability.
I tell myself all the time, I can wake up and kick ass any day, so I don't think I had to go out and work on that. But for me personally, you know, I think I need to go out and make sure I get my steps down pat, get my hands back right, just understand, you know, what's asked of me from the defense. But other than that, you know, mentally being able to play the three technique, I think I could do that all the time.
All right, guys. Sanderic Marks, first of all, back on the field, and now a lot of depth at that three technique spot, guys.
Well, Sand falls into that category of guys. It's great to see him out here, but he's a veteran. He knows what he's doing. I thought he got better very late in his brief time on the field last year. I don't worry about him being ready or being impactful once he's on the field.
I'm excited to see him with a little competition. You know, I mean, he's a guy who rises to that kind of stuff. And obviously, Malik Jackson's the $90 million man, but Sheldon Day has been impressive there as well. So you got a guy that you want to be smart with because you know what he's capable of doing. But I think we'll see a little edge from him when training camp rolls around and he gets back on the field because he wants to prove 99 is number 99.
And somehow, don't you think, after all is said and done, he's going to be somewhere making plays next year?
Absolutely.
I mean, he's just that guy.
That's the way he rolls. So it's on to minicamp now. But before we move on to minicamp, how about the biggest news from the last 3 weeks? What stands out to you from the last 3 weeks of OTAs here?
The story that stands out the most to me is Marquise Lee. Is to watch him. He had a practice earlier this week and last
Monday,
week.
Yeah.
Monday, where the defensive backs were just dog-cussing him as he went by because they couldn't do anything to stop him. None of them could do anything to stop him. He was on. Like, I haven't seen a receiver have like, well, not him, but any receiver have a day like that where the defensive backs are just mad about it. And again, we talk about what you've got in Allen Hurns and Allen Robinson and Julius Thomas and what you think Rashard Greene can be. Now you get that guy in there, and if he's getting comfortable on this practice field, watch out.
He's done it more than once, too, which is a good sign.
Yeah.
I think Dante Fowler is, to me, it's so much harder to see it out of Dante than Marquise because he's not playing that position where you're catching passes and getting stats. But Dante Fowler has not looked at all limited. He's looked the part of a number three overall pick. If you talk to people, the whispers are, this guy's better than we thought.
Let me tell you something.
And he's got a chance. Out of those three, meaning Jack Ramsey and Fowler, the guy you want to be elite is that end rusher position. So far, on grass, in shorts, it looks like that is the case.
John, he made an elite move this morning. I was watching all of the guys working on these dummies over here that are shaped, you know, with arms out and the big, heavy tire on the bottom. And everybody, you know, I mean, everyone looks good doing that drill now.
Sure.
But the difference between Fowler and anyone else was the explosiveness, not with which he hit it, but with which he spun and he turned and exploded back to the inside. I mean, I just was left like, wow, look at this guy.
He's a different cat.
Yeah, he is.
This might be a consensus for next week for biggest storyline. I don't know if you go any further than Miles Jack on the field, right, guys?
Well, I pick Miles Jack. I mean, I know you're going to talk about Miles Jack, so I'll say the secondary because I think fans who are coming out on Tuesday and Wednesday are going to notice how much faster they are, how much more talented they are. Deshaun Gibson specifically, the way he covers field. So that is certainly a storyline, but I'll let you have the big guy.
I know, I don't have anything to say about Miles Jack. I'm excited to see him, but I'm looking forward to is that Thursday practice and Gus getting his team together, because in talking to Tom Myslinski this week, what they do from the end of next Thursday, which is just like the end of today, let's be honest.
You're just looking forward to it being done.
Well, no, that's not it. It's what these guys do from the end of that minicamp until it starts back up at the end of July. I mean, you want them to stay out of the newspapers and off the headlines, and you want them to be smart. I'm looking at this group and thinking that's probably a likely thing to happen. But he's got to have this team, because it's the last 3 days he gets to see with them.
Right.
He's got to have them mentally ready to go and stay with it. Because Myslinski was telling me that these guys can lose everything they've done over the last nine weeks if they don't do it right over the 5 weeks that they're gone. So Gus's message to his team is what I'm going to be interested in next week.
What you don't want to know is what Shattuck's going to be doing on Thursday
until
training camp.
No, I don't.
Maybe you do. Depends on your outlook, I guess.
They don't talk about it on Sunday at church, I'm sure.
Actually, the wrong way, they might. That'll do it for OTAs. We'll talk to you next week on Jags of the Roundtable.